The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this eye-opening episode of Life Today.
I'm here in Burundi, Africa, walking along this little stream here. Now imagine that being your only source of water.
James and Betty join Tammy Trent to speak boldly for the voiceless.
Every child should have access to clean water. What an awful thing to think that many children don't have that.
You are the miracle they long for. You are the answered prayer they've been praying.
Next.
It is an honor to spend this time with you. This is Betty. This is my wife. I will soon be married to 61 years of married. And I know she didn't even look that old. And we have Tammy Trent with us today. And really anxious to talk to Tammy. Yeah. Tammy is really, without speaking beyond the absolute truth, she's family. And she's helping us get God's arms around a broken world. Let me just say this to you. Today, yes, God wants you to help put his arms around the overlooked. But please hear this. He wants to put his arms around you. He wants to hold you up real close to let you know how important you are to him and what you mean to him. And he also wants you to know how freely and effectively you can flow his love and his peace and his joy. Beyond even imagination, Father, help everyone listening to hear your voice, that this can happen, can flow like a river of life through everyone watching. Heal every broken heart. Hold them in your arms so they can hold others. In Jesus' name. So glad you joined us, Tammy. Well, I got another piece of footage of you on the mission field.
Okay.
And we're talking water here in a little while.
Okay.
And I don't know anybody that talks about anything she sees anywhere in this world that needs a touch of God that doesn't seem to recognize it more clearly and express the need more clearly. And frankly, Betty, I think inspire people who are watching to want to do something about it, which they can.
Absolutely. And Tammy, as I've watched you on the mission field, it just brings back such sweet, sweet memories. Yes, it's a hard trail.
Yeah.
It's a long trail.
Yeah.
But when you get over there, the rewards are so great.
They're
to
nice.
Know that we're going to make a difference. We're going to offer them water, the water of life.
Exactly.
And make that difference for that mother that so loves her children.
Yes.
So thank you for going in our behalf to share and to love these precious little children.
It is my complete honor. You guys, both of you, you set the tone. You have been great leaders in this area. So when I have ever watched back at some of your early trips, I'm like, that's how you do it. You love people well. You have taught us all so well at this ministry how to go wherever God calls, follow that lead, and then respond with all of your heart in the way that Jesus would respond in the situation, and then come back and give people a chance to do something about it. We're all in a place, I believe, where we can do something. And so what a privilege and an honor. For me, I get to get on a plane and fly across the world and do something about it. Mm-hmm. And then to come back and talk about it, what a privilege to be with you today.
You know, I want to let viewers see Jesus in you in one of those settings. Mm-hmm. And you probably remember, but you've done a lot of places. But this was really touching to me. Mm-hmm. And I think you'll want to see it. So let's look in on Tammy. She looks in on what God sees that too often goes unnoticed.
I'm here in Burundi, Africa, walking along this little stream here. This water is filthy. You can look at it and see it's so dirty. Now imagine that being your only source of water. Imagine this being your baby. Imagine him drinking this water every single day. I don't even know if I would call this water. It's filthy, it's so dirty. It's filled with contamination. And I know that he's in the condition he's in because he's been drinking this water. And you know that statistics say that they are at most risk between the age of 1 to 5. So this little guy right now, I can tell you, is not doing well. And I fear that if he continues to drink this water, he probably won't make it. When you witness a child drinking water like this around the world, it's not a question of, I think they'll be okay. I think they're quenching their thirst. It's really a matter of whether or not they're gonna live or die. And that is, it's just too much of a burden that he should never have to carry. And I know that I want to live a life that produces life. I want to make decisions that are life-giving. I don't want him to ever have to drink this water again, or his children.
I wish I could pick up a perfectly clean, clear glass and just let you see some clean water. You give a cup of water in my name, Jesus said, you won't lose your reward, and his reward is his reward, his blessings. Tammy, you've been going now to the mission field as many times as anyone other than Betty, which no one has matched us except the missionaries. And you've carried with you not just your typical, let's say, a tender-hearted woman's heart sensitivity, but you've carried, without being able to hide it, the very heart and love of God. You could see it right there. Yes. That little boy is precious.
Yes.
And we could actually give him not only a clean cup of water, but we could actually give him, we could give him a well of water.
Yes.
That's there for years, every day, all day, and people can come even from far and wide that never had clean water. What goes on inside of you now when you look back and think about all the places you've been, you think about all the needs you've seen, but then you also think about all the places you've gone back to, and you've seen the miracle that these viewers performed on all those people, a miracle of life. What's going on inside of you?
Well, watching that with you guys, I remember that little guy, for one, and it's hard not to get emotional watching that again, because it puts me right back in that same place, in that same moment with him, wondering what he's doing today. How is he doing today? I could help give him some clean water even that day, but I don't just want to give them a cup. I want to give them many cups. Many cups. I want to help build their future, give them a life that God intended them to have. And so for me, when I'm in a place like that, I believe the first step, like every child should have access to clean water around the world. What an awful thing to think that that little guy and many children don't have that. So I just think in that moment, like, what could I do? How could I tell somebody else about this need? And I think, James, for me, as I'm always prayerful and intentional about, I want to capture the heart of these families, this village, these children, and I want people to be able to see what I feel, and I want them to feel what I feel. It's genuine, it's real, the need is real. So my hope is to come back here with you guys, have the chance, just like you've done for years, to tell people about such a real need, and then to be able to do something about it, to go in there, to go back to those places and to see that we've drilled a well. I mean, there's many times I've stood there and I've just celebrated and I've clapped my hands and I've rejoiced and I've said yes, and I've, you know, I've helped them pump those wells myself. It's so exciting to be there to see that there's a solution, that we just don't talk about the problem. We talk about that there is a solution, and together we have been able to put in over 350 wells. Even this year, that's our goal in 20 nations. It's exciting to me. And my hope is that we do way beyond that.
And you know, Tammy, I know that the many trips that we made over there to the mission field, every time is different.
Yes.
You think, oh, I can do this. I'm used to this. I know what to do now. But so overwhelmed when we get there because God puts a freshness in our heart for loving those people. Everyone we see is unique and different, and the situation is so heartbreaking.
Yes, yes.
But yet to know that we're going to be able to come back and talk to you and let you know that you can feel that too, you can know that too, and know that every time you see a little child like Tammy, just we saw with Tammy, they need our help. They need to know that somebody cares about them. That mother needs to know that somebody notices her child's need. Thank you for that.
And in every place where you see that, and God touches your heart to touch their heart with a healing touch, with a touch of life. And remember this, it's not just giving them a chance at life right now, but we're going to show them life. Because these missionaries and their families that have moved their life right in there in the midst of the suffering and the need without the ability to meet the need. And that's why when somebody like Betty and me came and we were so moved, we said, we want to move in with you. They said, please, don't move in with us. Go back and get us some help so we can stay here and not be empty-handed, so we can give them food and water and help and hope. And you know, God sent us back to leave thousands of people in crusades to touch millions of people all over the world who never knew anyone in the universe or on this planet would ever notice them. And God did, but He uses noticers who notice. And then we extend not merely our hands, but His hands. Tammy, you have seen what their love can do. Can you just say to them that if they would give one gift for a well with $4,800, or could they give a well?
Yes.
Because some do, or part of a well. Let them know the joy and the effect it'll have. Would you just tell them that? Because you've seen the need.
Yes.
Now she wants to talk to you and tell you what you can do.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much joy around it. You could see it. We have so much footage that we could show you of how these villages have come from nothing to, like, the struggle, trying to survive every day, trying to find a way to save their children and their families. They're doing everything they can, but they are truly so very limited. And then when we come in there, we set that rig up. We're all standing around there, and they're digging deeper and deeper. See, because the water's under their feet. They just can't get to it. They need our help. They will dig with shovels, but they can't get as deep as they need to. So we're standing around, and they're going deeper and deeper with the machines until water starts springing up, which is life. And now life is happening in that village. These people are going to begin to thrive. There's no doubt about it. We see it firsthand, and with the thriving comes the joy of life. They're being educated in school. They want to go to school. They've got the water. Their families are working again. I mean, there's just so many more things that they can do because of what that well has brought to that village. There is truly so much joy around it. And probably also one of my greatest privileges is walking in, praying for these families and telling them that, yes, pain is real, but so is hope.
Yeah.
And we're not going to let you sit in this. We're going to find a way. We will find a way. We will fight for every dollar we can. We'll all pull it together and we'll come back. I mean, I feel like every time we go someplace, like you want to be careful not to promise, but I have a vision. I have a dream. And I know, like, I'm coming back. I'm going to find a way to be back here. So when we get to go back and see the joy, see the thriving, all in the name of Jesus, to pray with these families and to tell them that God loves them and He sees them and He is not going to leave them without. I know it feels like that, but He's making a way because He's called all of us to step in the gap and stand in here and help these people. What a privilege to help people.
And I really think it's important in light of what she said, when they need water so much that they dig and dig and they may find it. And if they do find it, they'll create what they call a borehole. One of the reasons, Tammy, that we know there's water in their area is they found it. But they couldn't get to the place where they could get to a source that was basically protected in any way. And they didn't have the ability to steel case it or enclose it. So the water itself, although giving them some fresh water, it gave them contaminated water. Because in a very short period of time, with animals and everything passing by and all the people putting all the different instruments down to draw the water, it just got filthy. And it was as diseased as any of the other water. But we know the water's there. So when we bring the drilling rigs in, that you, people like you, paid for them. You had to pay for them tens of thousands of dollars to get those rigs and keep them going. Until we drill thousands and thousands, 8,000 wells, 350 this year right now, if you'll help with one. Would you do, could you do one or part of one? Could you give $48 for 10 people to have water? See, there's somebody right now that you can put God's arms around. So we know the water's there. We're going to drill it. We're going to encase it. We're going to give them a manual pump that even a grade school child can function and make it work. So please, please, right now, would you do what God is impressing you to do? I want you to listen to someone else that I really do respect. And I think that they will inspire you to do what you've been inspired by the love of God through others, to do it yourself. Watch closely.
I have the privilege of being a part of Life's Mission outreaches.
But God just touched this child.
Each journey is life-changing as we witness desperate need and understand our ability to intervene. Our recent trip to Burundi was no exception, as I saw just how bad the water conditions are for thousands of people in this area.
I can't help but notice that they're working so hard to get water that actually, it could kill them.
Yeah, but they have no other choice. They have no other wells or any water sources here that they can drink from. This is the only thing they have.
It's tempting to think conditions can't get any worse, but when I meet another mother who has lost a child because of contaminated water, my heart breaks. And as we travel to different villages, the names and faces change, but the struggle is the same.
Geraldine is a mother here in this village in Burundi. And she comes down here to get water for her family like all the other villagers because it's the only place they can get it. But it's not good.
After Geraldine collected her water, we accompanied her to her home where she told us about her 2-year-old daughter, Sandrine, who died from a waterborne disease.
I am a father. I have 4 children. I'm so sorry that you lost your daughter. Lord, we pray for your divine protection for this family, for all these children. And Lord, we pray you would move on the hearts.
You can be that light by making it possible to drill a water well in Geraldine's village and many more like hers. Every new well provides clean drinking water for a lifetime, which helps prevent death and disease for families like this. When you give life to an entire village, you become the answer to their prayers.
Boy, that is no exaggeration. Do you realize that Randy was still a teenager, Betty, when we started feeding the hungry and then began to drill waters? Now he's got 4 grown children, married, and got his first little grandson. But he is seeing the power of love. He is seeing, Betty, what it is to reach out and touch someone that never knew they were even noticed. Do you realize that when you see what that mother sees, when you feel what they feel, and you have the hope, you have the miracle, you have the answered prayer, you are the miracle they long for. You are the answered prayer they've been praying. If you would right now make a gift of life, to help us drill a well in their area, it will be an indescribable miracle. Now think about what I'm saying, please. Think very seriously. 10 children, can receive life with a $48 gift from a well. Did you know that you can give $144 and give 30 people water? Is it possible that you could actually give a part of a well? Think about it, Betty. A lot of times people want to do something big like $4,800, but they might say, I couldn't, but maybe three could join me. I could give 12, and then you've got a well. Or you give 24 and pray, God, give me another. Whatever you can do, I'm asking right now. I'm asking you to make the greatest gift a person can make, and that's a gift of the love of God in any form that points them to the source of that love, Jesus in us, the living Jesus that wants to live in them, and he wants to put his arms around them. He wants to heal their broken heart and their hurt and their diseases, and we're all a part of that. Tammy, let's just join all of us right here together. Father, cause every person watching today to reach out and touch someone with your love. First their prayers, yes, but then to send a gift of water, of life, in Jesus' name. Yes. Would you right now, would you go get a bank card? Use it just like a check. If you want to write a check, make it to life. Please, if you use a check, call us and tell us you're making it. To drill these 350 wells, we're going to need a miracle close to this emphasis. And we have a few days to do it, but we can do it. What would you do today? Please get that card. Please make the gift God put on your heart. And thank you in behalf of many mothers. Thank you for the children who will be given a future. Not only life now, but life eternal, because of God's love in you. Please do it right now. Please.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Daughter, written by James and Betty's granddaughter, Lainey Renee. This insightful book invites all girls and women to walk in the freedom of their God-given identity and embrace who they really are. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Great is the Lord decorative blanket, featuring the words of Psalm 145:3. This beautiful blanket is perfect for comfort in cold weather and a reminder of your help with Water for Life. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well and request our new bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water, inspired by Jesus' words in Mark 9:41. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Healthy, clean water is a basic necessity for life. It's shocking to realize that 26% of the global population still depends on water sources that are contaminated and deadly. These children are no different. Every day, they bear the heavy burden of polluted water. Their lives revolve around a cycle of sickness and suffering that seems never ending. Unfortunately for them, this is normal. They've never known the simple pleasure of drinking clean water. But here's the incredible part. They have no idea how their lives are about to change. They are about to have a new normal. They know this big truck is bringing them a water well, and they know they will get water from it. What they don't know is the change this will bring to them personally. With this fresh, clean water, their stomachs will feel better, their energy will soar, their minds will sharpen. They'll rediscover the simple joys of childhood, playing freely, unburdened by the hardships of contaminated water. The whole village will gain an extraordinary gift, the gift of time and health. The hours it takes for the daily long walk to get water will end. The burden of constantly having to go to the clinic for treatment of a waterborne illness will end. They will have more time to be with their families. As they dance in the water, these children may not fully grasp how profoundly their lives are about to change, but we do. We understand the power of clean water, and that's why we're here to provide it.
Another well is going in the ground to give people fresh, clean drinking water, and it's so exciting.
Yes.
I want to say thank you to you, the viewers, who have made water for life possible in so many desperate villages just like this one.
And we want to do more. We need to do more. There are so many villages that don't have what this village is getting today. With your help, we can make this change for so many more around the world.
Let me just remind all of you, this is a special day every time, you know, we get to be with Tammy, every time we get to be with all of you. But this is a really special day. It's the last day for this emphasis. And we have got to succeed. And I pray, God, we can go beyond even what we imagined. Thank you so much. Remember, last day, somebody needs to experience the love you give. Thank you.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.